This is 98.1 Parafam. Dana and Dylan brought to you by Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. Now, last night we saw a Muswellbrook local man hit our TV screens on The Voice. By day, he's actually a correctional officer, but you absolutely would not have known that. He has an absolute set of pipes on him. Dan Ead joins us on the phone. How are you going, mate? Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
So you said on the show last night people at work didn't know you sing and you've never really sung in front of anyone before. So why did you audition for The Voice?
It's always been a dream of mine to sing on, you know, TV and on stage. And I sort of just wanted to show people that if, you know, you got your dreams and that kind of stuff, to never give up on them.
So when did you start singing? Because you said that you have never sung in front of, like, the public before, and you say that you sing to your boys at home. When did you first kind of rip out the vocal cords?
As a kid, I've always sung around the house, and the old man used to sing in a band up at Boggabri and that kind of stuff. So I've always been around music. It's just, yeah, I've sort of never really stepped onto stage. Nothing like that last night.
Yeah, so last night, Rita Ora, then Keith Urban and Jess Malboy turned around for the first time. When those coaches turned around, what was that feeling like for you?
Mate, I just wanted to stop singing, to be honest with you, and go and shake her hand or hug him. It was pretty good, eh? It was a great feeling.
Oh, you gave me goosebumps. It was an absolute joy to watch. And I know they build it up with all, like, the sad, soppy music with the whole story thing, but you just absolutely nailed that song. How did you go about rehearsing it?
It took a while to sort of get everything down pat and make sure that everything was 100%. And to be honest with you, I actually forgot the lyrics in the sound check before it all kicked off, which was just pretty bad, to be honest with you. I was which made everything a bit more intense and nervous and that kind of stuff, but I come over the goods and I'm pretty happy with our performance.
Yeah, so you did a Michael Bublé song last night. Apart from him, who are your other singing inspirations?
Mate, I'm big on local talent. I'm big on Brad Cox and Troy Cassidaly and that kind of stuff. But yeah. Internationally, you know, Luke Combs and Morgan Whalen, I'm really big on them as well.
Did you know, like, had you had your pick of the bunch, would you have chosen to go with Keith?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I was going there for Keith. So I'm stoked that the other two turned around.
Yeah, and you also had your family there, Amy, Jax, Greg and Sandra. What was that like, just knowing that they had your back that whole way?
Oh, there was no way I would have been up on stage without my family. There's no doubt about that. They were great support, and yeah, I couldn't do anything without them.
Have anybody also said at work said anything to you now that they know that you've got some vocal cords like that?
I have received a lot of text messages and emails today, so which is great as well. I do appreciate, you know, everyone's support, and look forward to the journey.
Are you going to start singing at work now?
Probably not.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We're chatting with Dan Ead. He's made it through on The Voice. We are so excited to follow your, pardon the buzzword, journey on The Voice, and we can't wait to catch up with you throughout the season. The Voice continues on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Channel 7. Dan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
No worries at all. Thank you very much for the support.